I believe it was 1912 when Penn State University opened its permanent branch school in the attic of an elementary school in Allentown, Pennsylvania. Designed to provide professional training, the Allentown Branch School offered evening courses in engineering. Over the next few decades, the campus grew to other locations and added other programs, including three-year evening classes in technology, business administration, as well as continuation school for workers at silk mills and other factories throughout our communities. Now, gratefully, things have changed. After greater opportunities, after several moves, Pennsylvania State University Lehigh Valley moved into its Center Valley facility in September of 2009. This year marks the very first arts administration program offering a four-year major. This is WDIY 88.1 FM Allentown, and you now are a part of our family here on Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host, Kate Scuffle, we chat today with Dr. Elizabeth Rose Flaherty, coordinator of the Arts Administration Programming, and with Dr. Kenneth Thigpen, the Chief of Academic Affairs. And we're ever so glad to have you here. Welcome.
Hi,
thank you, George.
Thank you.
Hello, it's great to have you. I think George just likes saying your full name.
Yeah.
Right? Elizabeth Rose Flaherty.
Dr. Liz and Dr. Ken, that's fine.
So we're delighted to hear that this program is new as of a month ago, isn't it? Very new.
Very new, yep.
And we were talking a little bit about, to back up for the audience, arts administration. If you've ever worked in the arts, if you've been an artist, you tend to think that arts administrators might not understand the artists. And if you're a business person, you probably think artists don't know how to do business, which is often true. This seems to be a wonderful opportunity to kind of serve both worlds, by giving people the opportunity to kind of embrace both worlds knowledgeably.
Yeah, that's the hope, is that, I mean, there are, like myself, I am a creatively minded person. I've always loved the arts. And I majored in studio arts, and had a bachelor's degree in psychology as well when I first started college. Because I didn't know what I was going to do with that arts degree. Like, right. I come from a family of engineers. and my... My father was like, "You can't get a degree in art."
Right.
So I was kind of like I was.
You were a rebel.
I was. I still am.
With a cough.
That was my way of negotiating. Okay, well, I'll get a psychology,
sure,
and an arts degree.
Sure.
the intention, there is that knowledge that, you know, there are those creative people, those arts people that want to do something with the arts and be active in the arts. This degree program is intended to kind of furnish them with that business savvy to, mm-hmm, understand how those organizations work, what helps them grow, and mm-hmm, all those types of
running an arts business can be very different in so many ways. I mean, you need certain basic, obviously, entrepreneurial instincts, business knowledge, but a nonprofit world is very different. Grant running, the funding, the way, the kind of people you're working with, the artists themselves,
right.
Dr. Ken, when we focus in on arts administration, we're talking about management and other areas. Is that correct?
Yes. We'd like to have people who are passionate about the arts and people who are knowledgeable about some aspect of the arts, but who also understand that art is a big business, mm-hmm, in this country, in the world, and also understand that artists need to have some help, for the most part, as you pointed out,
yeah,
Kate, in marketing their work.
Mm-hmm.
And I think artists who become the most recognized artists are those who also have people who are art administrators, either themselves or on their behalfs.
Mm-hmm.
So our program here, which is not new to Penn State, but it's new to our campus, is one that combines some business savvy, marketing savvy, writing, communication, mm-hmm, along with some involvement in the arts. I mean, we require students to have courses in several different arts, including performing, visual, and some digital, perhaps, film or video, that would allow them to see the broader perspective of artists, but also to have some interest in a particular one. I think right now, we're starting with the visual arts, and Liz is a visual artist, and our other people who are involved in the program are primarily visual artists, although we do have some other courses in music and in film right now.
Mm-hmm. But the spectrum will be great, will it not, as the offering is had at PSU, and that is, it will be extended into the theater department, the music department, the whatever.
Right now it's visual. And the expectation is that in the future, as the program grows, that we would continue to expand in the film, into theater, into music, and into those organizations as well.
Great. Because often, you know, artists are artists first, and then they need to know about management and marketing and public relations. And so I find that most people who are that I know that are in arts administration right now, and there are very few in the Lehigh Valley, are also artists, promoting their own work as well as the work of organizations.
Right.
And I think you find a lot of times artists become their self-administrators because no one's there to do it.
Exactly.
And the scale of this could be very small, an individual, or it could be very large, like an organization, like a symphony or a museum. But for the most part, we see this as allowing a kind of entrepreneurial impetus within the art community that is represented here in the Lehigh Valley. One of the things that we know, because we have worked with artists here through our campus gallery, which some people listening to us now have seen. Most people haven't, but you're invited to come and see the gallery. We know through that this is an amazing area historically for artists and also for emerging artists of different kinds. And so we think that it's a fitting place for this major, not to mention how close we are to New York City and to Philadelphia.
Exactly. So students can either focus on the kind of frenetic big city life as a goal, or actually enrich the Valley's experience in administration and growth of our arts scene as well.
Right.
I was just going to say quickly, it's interesting too, I think, for someone listening and who, you know, what is an arts administration? There's shadings within this too. So you might come out and end up with a position very focused on events planning and fundraising.
Right.
You might come out and be working heavily in marketing, PR, maybe even visual work, that kind of the outreach, education. But it all really comes under the same kind of, same basic set of skills, and then being influenced by, as you said, Liz, their interests and what their passions are.
Right.
And while we do not have our own theater building on campus right now, we still work with theaters.
Well, one of the first conversations we had was with the Carter Theater over in Princeton, and they were, I mean, immediately, just in a sheer coincidental conversation, had found out that we were developing this arts administration program, and they wanted to set up a conversation, and they came over, and you know, we talked at length, and they had a great deal of enthusiasm, and you know, want our students,
right?
Because there's an interest in students with this set of skills.
And there are opportunities for students,
well,
too. And I think that's one of the key things that we haven't realized yet, because we're just now announcing this and we're just now starting this degree. As of a few weeks ago, we did not have this approved by the university. Mm-hmm. And since it's been approved, Liz has already recruited a handful of students.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
The pioneers.
Yeah, the pioneers.
Well, you were drawing a parallel to another program, another degree, a four-year degree, the corporate communications. Can you tell us a little bit about that? That exploded, apparently, from four or five students to 50 within a year?
Well, last year we had, I think, five students around this time. And this year we have close to 50 who are either in the program or are planning to be in the program. And that was a similar area, because it requires students to be able to communicate effectively as writers and as speakers. And it includes some of the same kinds of skills in terms of nonprofit, in terms of strategic planning, in terms of grantsmanship, and looking at some of the same kind of things. So while it's a different degree, I think it's of similar interest to people who are looking forward, not looking backwards at the way things used to be, but looking to see how things will be developing in the future.
think it's particularly interesting, too, because when you think about it, I don't know that when you talked about your family's response to you getting a painting degree, we need to remember it is big. Art itself is in many ways big business and has huge institutions,
right.
Whether it's the small gallery one's working with or something like the Barnes with huge staffs, right. Or a larger. That they must be hungry for graduates of programs like this. I mean, it has to be an incredible opportunity.
Well, we hope
so.
We think there will be. And we will see in a couple of years. I hope we can come back and say our students are well placed and are making a big difference in the visibility and the nature of the arts understanding throughout this area.
Just to continue upon that, one of the issues too historically has been there are not many, even in the country, there are not many bachelor's level arts administration programs.
Okay.
Generally, arts administration intended to be a graduate degree.
I thought so.
So the fact, I mean, we are one of the few, certainly not the only one, but one of the few programs that is a bachelor's degree program that's still furnishing students with a set of skills that they can walk into an art museum or a gallery or a playhouse or whatever the case may be and be able to, contribute.
Might there be considerations in the distant future for a master's degree in arts administration? I mean, there isn't business administration, so why not artists get the same opportunity?
Sounds like a great idea to me. Let's move towards that. Right now, we're happy to have the four-year degrees. Mm-hmm. When people thought about Penn State Lehigh Valley not that long ago, they thought about two-year programs and that the students would go automatically to University Park, possibly to Harrisburg or Berks, but not finish up here. Well, for a number of years, we have had four-year degrees, and we're simply getting more of those four-year degrees that the university has had at University Park and other campuses, like Erie, like Harrisburg.
Yeah.
We're getting those degrees available here to students who can start here, and more students are telling us they would like to finish here.
I think that's really interesting. What do they express to you? I mean, there must be a very big difference between something as large and fabulous, but large as main campus, and then the experience of being here in the Lehigh Valley campus.
When I was up at University Park, I don't even think I told Ken this story, but when I was up at University Park just a couple of weeks ago for orientation, I bumped into like three of my students that I had on this campus, and I didn't even notice them. But they came and sought me out in this crowd, and I started talking to them. How's it going up here? And they're like, oh, it's so overwhelming. Their classes are so big, and we don't get to know our professors, and we're getting lost.
Yeah.
And they're talking about feeling kind of overwhelmed up there.
Yeah.
They were bright students, and they're doing fine. But I think if they had the opportunity to finish that degree program, the degree programs that they are in at our campus, I think they would have come back.
Preferred it.
Yeah.
And our campus has people teaching undergraduates who are professors themselves. They're not graduate students. They're not people teaching, as Liz pointed out, 300 or 400 students. I mean, I was in the College of Liberal Arts. I taught humanities. I taught a mythology class that was quite popular. In fact, it was so popular. My first class in State College at University Park, when I was a freshly minted assistant professor, coming there, I had 360 students in a literature class, if you can believe that.
Which is very different than what the students working here at the Lehigh Valley campus are working with closely with the professors, and I'm sure the class size is massively, obviously, different.
No, massively. In fact, I don't know if I have my numbers correct, but I think that there were approximately 800 undergraduate students that attend Penn State Lehigh Valley now, with an additional 3,000 students that participate each year in its continuing education program.
We're up a bit. We've been up to 1,000 students. Mm-hmm. Now we're about 950 this year, and we expect to be having more than 1,000 students next year and growing about 5% a year after that, which is a tremendous amount of growth for an undergraduate program these days.
Yeah. Well, that's absolutely great. This is Lehigh Valley Arts Salon, and we shall return with our guest, Dr. Elizabeth Rose Flaherty and Dr. Ken Thigpen, right after this salient message.
For program support on WDIY, we thank Touchstone Theater on Bethlehem's South Side, opening their 2014-2015 season with King Ubu, performed by the Maladipe Theater Company of Hungary, an experimental take on Alfred Jarry's satiric classic Ubu Ra, an unusual mixture of pure theater, nonsense, and myth, September 25th through the 28th. For tickets or information, 610-867-1689 or touchstone.org.
This is Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. WDIY is a listener-supported radio station. The programs you hear on WDIY are about you, for you, and in a very real sense, by you. Please help keep the pledge drive short by making a contribution today. Visit WDIY.org, and please give as generously as you can. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. You know, we are chatting now with Dr. Liz and Dr. Ken, as I like to call them, of Penn State University, Lehigh Valley, discussing the new added arts administration four-year major. And some fantastic things are happening. Now, Dr. Ken, you weren't around in 1912 when Penn State...
How do you know?
But some glorious things are happening there. And I think a lot of it was sparked by, of course, the talents and the educational expertise that has always been offered here in the Lehigh Valley at Penn State, but also because of the new building. I mean, when the new building went up in 2009, it was a whole fresh look at what could be offered to students or potential students in the Lehigh Valley.
Yeah, and I don't know how many people in your audience do not know this, but no longer are we up in Fogelsville, but now our campus is located right near here in Center Valley, right across from the Promenade Shops.
Oh, yes.
And you might have driven by it and not realized that it was a Penn State campus. When we were in Fogelsville, we were constrained in the numbers of students that we could have. For years, we were told we were not allowed to have more than 500 students. So we've almost doubled that in the last few years. And certainly moving to this new location makes it so much better for the students who are going there. We have many windows now. It brings light into the building. We have our own art gallery, our own music room, our own physical fitness room. We are in a great location. You can't quite walk to there from here, but it's not very far. It took us about 8 minutes to get here this afternoon, and that was with some heavy traffic. So we're centrally located in this facility, and I think that has made a big difference. But I think more and more people should know about it in the same way they should know that we offer four-year degrees. They should know that we have a new facilities that really is a comfortable place to study.
What? Right now at the gallery, I just wanted to throw something in. Thanks to our good friends, Ann Lalick, who is the gallery arts coordinator, and to Dr. Ann Williams, the chancellor. Painter from the Lehigh Valley is exposing his pieces in the gallery so that everyone can see them. And all I have to do is mention the name to our listeners, a cow, and everybody knows that it's Greg Weaver, the late Greg Weaver.
But it's the Rondalong Gallery, and I was going to say that the gallery, if people haven't taken advantage of it, to get out and see an exhibit and to be there, it's a beautiful gallery. The program growing around it. It makes sense that, as we were saying earlier, the program, the Arts Administration program, will start out working from strength that's there right now, which is this really wonderful, vibrant visual arts program. And you were saying film and video as well. Mm-hmm. There's some digital...
Yeah, we have some really strong people working with our students in film and video now. And I think thanks to Ann Lalick especially, we have had amazing exhibits at the Penn State Lehigh Valley Gallery already. And the Weaver exhibit is going to be, or already is, very nice. And I probably should mention that the last day of the exhibit, the paintings that are there will be auctioned off. So we invite people to come to the auction during that time in December to perhaps own one of these marvelous local paintings by Greg Weaver.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah.
And who, I'm thinking about the opportunities there on the campus, like that. What's the profile of the student that you expect or think would be, who's going to be heading for this major? Who's going to be responding to this?
I would expect, I mean, honestly, even just from the conversations I've had with students or prospective students so far, they're coming from a wide range of experiences. Some people are coming from, they're actually currently working in organizations and don't have a background in business and want to come back and like maybe they have a fine arts degree, but want to come back and get the arts administration degree because they want to like kind of augment the business side. There are students, we expect we're going to get a good number of students from like the community colleges or transfer students, you know, that maybe weren't sure what they wanted to do because they knew they were interested in the arts. So they started at a community college and now they're thinking they realize there's actually an outlet to you to kind of satiate that creative side and give them an inventory that they can work, you know, in on the business side as well. You know, so, and I mean, again, I think they're going to come from all different sides. And I don't know if you have any other insight.
To a certain extent, this is going to be a discovery degree for freshmen coming in because they might not have heard that you can actually get a college degree in arts administration. And they might have wanted to go in the arts, but their parents and their other relatives and friends are saying, be careful because, you know, the starving artist is a cliche, but it might be based upon reality. So I think that to the parents listening, we could say that this is a way that artistically inclined students, regardless of whether they're returning, whether they're coming as transfers from community colleges or other colleges in the area, which don't have the arts administration degree, or whether they're starting as freshmen, they can look and have it both ways.
Yes.
I would think, too, students who would have strengths, I mean, I think in terms of the things, the gifts you bring, communications, people that can write, people that are interested in fundraising or just social capital, doing something a little different with the business skills, because the nonprofit world is different in that sense.
And I think that's a good point. I don't think that a person with this degree would have to go into arts kinds of things, because the nonprofit world is growing, as we know as well. And there are a lot of executive directors of nonprofit organizations who are right now retiring, so that there are plenty of openings there around the region that would be, I think, very interested in having someone with this degree.
I think it's a real gift to the arts, too. We were chatting a little bit earlier. I said when I was younger, I'd ended up doing some things with administration because there wasn't anyone. There were us artists, and we weren't doing a really good job of it. And anyone that had half a clue would kind of stumble into it, and that's not really serving the field.
Right.
I mean, it'll work, but it's kind of not the way you want it to. and to acknowledge the skills needed to do it well, too.
Right.
And, you know, I think it's comforting for those of us who have passion for the various arts to say that there is a way that young people can aspire to be artists and fulfill the other obligations that they have for home and family.
Exactly.
And, of course, there's opportunities for the student themselves to find out more about internship opportunities, not only within the Lehigh Valley, but expanded from that.
Right. Actually, George, you read my mind because that was that was the one that I wanted to bring up, was that one of the, in my opinion, one of the biggest strengths about this program is the opportunity of internships, because there are a lot of people that are graduating from college, you know, every semester, but don't necessarily have real world experience. Whereas the internships, there are two internships that are required for the degree, on campus and off campus, where students actually get to go work in organizations, and they can pick organizations like if they have a special interest, if they really want to know, if they want to work in a museum, or if they want to work in a gallery, or if they want to work at, you know, for Arts Quest, or again a theater, or whatever the case may be, they can identify early and they can find an internship there, you know, and obviously our campus starts those conversations for them, and then they have that, they have real world experience, so when they graduate they're much more marketable than if they're just coming out with a piece of paper and don't have anything to back it up.
Right.
Well, we're very excited about the program here in our radio studio. All we need to do now is excite more people out there in the arts to better yourself by looking at this offering at Penn State University Lehigh Valley. There are many opportunities for you, and all you have to do is seize them as well as the day. Thank you very much for talking with us. We have been talking with Dr. Elizabeth Rose Flaherty, coordinator of the Arts Administration Program, and Dr. Ken Thigpen, who is the chief of academic affairs. If you need more information, all you need do is go to the website, PSU EDU. That's it, isn't it? Yeah. No. Oh, actually, there's an Arts A. Is there an Arts A?
There is an Arts A website, yeah. But I would encourage you probably just go to the Lehigh Valley Penn State website, and you can find my contact there.
Oh, that's great. Thank you for talking with us. And special thanks here to Steve Aronson, our sound engineer, who constantly teaches this radio host how to control the decibels and sweeten the delivery, administering valuable lessons to us, to all of us, in radio etiquette. Thanks, Uncle Stevie.
Welcome.
Yes.